Yo, yo, yo. What's up? This your girl, Goldie Honey, and you're listening to Real Spill Radio. Of course, you know we have some craziness coming up for y'all. Of course, I have some gossip. I got some big news. I have pretty much everything. So what I need y'all to do is get into this music, wind down, get you some Rosso, because I'm probably about to be sipping on me some Rosso. And, yeah, we'll see you in a sec. Yeah, boy.
Baby, put your arms around me. Tell me I'm a problem. No, I'm not the guy you thought you knew and thought you wanted. Underneath the pretty face is something complicated. I come with a lot of trouble, but I know that's why you see it. Because
I like a long hair thick red pound. Open up her legs and fillet me on that pussy. I'ma get in and on that pussy. If she let me in, I'ma own that pussy. Gon' throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope dick, now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dope fiend, your friends should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out their mouth, cause they don't know me. But you can't come and kill them shit. I'll fuck the whole group baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid. My head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics. Yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful. I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it. And watch you
back it up and dump it back, back it up.
Cause we like her. And we like her too. And we like her. And we like her too. That ass in, took a half an hour just to get that belt to fasten. All they wanna talk about is partying and fashion. Every single night I have a dream that I am smashing them all. Your money, man, this shit so timeless. And I'm in the mood to get faded, so please bring your finest. And what are all your names again? We drunk reminders. Are any of y'all into girls like I am? Let's be honest.
She wants me, cause I got it all,
shawty,
tell me what you don't see.
I will fuck with all y'all, all of y'all are beautiful. I just can't pick one, so you can never say I'm choosing hoes. And Wayne say pussy, pussy, pussy. And we the alcohol seem to satisfy us all, damn. And every time I think of staying with her, she bring that friend around and make a nigga reconsider.
And we like her,
and
we like her too. And we like her too.
So I gotta keep it real. I just wanna fuck every girl in the world. Every model, every singer, every actress, every diva. Every house ditty chick, every college girl, every teaser. Stripper and every desperate housewife that resemble Eva. My role model was Will. So marry woman to MILF. It don't matter who you is, miss, you could get the business. These hoes is God's gift like Christmas. I like them caramel skin, long hair, thick ass. And I swear I'm feeling all of y'all. I'm scrolling down my call log and I'ma call all of y'all. My butter pecan, Puerto Rican. She screaming out poppy every time a nigga deep in. And I'm about to get my Bill Clinton on. And Hillary could ride them too. Boy, I get my pickle
like
on.
Her. We like her too.
I wish I could fuck every girl in the world. I wish I could fuck every girl in the world.
Bitch, I'm at Vegas tonight lately. Megan Good, Angelina Jolie, D-Wood. The free tweets I give Paris Hilton all night. In about 3 years, holla at me, Miley Cyrus. I don't discriminate, no, not at all. Kick cat a midget, if that ass off, I break her off. I exchange V-cards with the retards and get behind the Christian like VR, cause he all Max Mizzle, maybe. Cause he all Max Mizzle, baby.
And I wish I could fuck every girl in the world. I wish I could fuck every girl.
I could fuck every girl in the world.
Young Mula, baby.
The business.
What's that on that beat, ho?
I ain't need nothing. Take the car here to the stage. Then you seen a nigga thought. Throwing that ass for days.
Booty going up.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Black car, party in the backyard. Now they got the black bra showing. Tatted up, ass fat and up. She a bad bitch and she already know it.
Yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she know it.
She a bad bitch.
know it.
Yeah, she know it. Yeah, yeah, she know it.
Yeah, she know it.
She gon' make me spend some money on it.
Yeah, she know it.
Whole bank account, I blow it.
I blow
go
it.
Do a show to
end.
Bring some more in.
More in.
Pockets bigger than a Samoan.
Yeah,
I'm in the stage every time, shout it, go in.
Shout it, go in. Shout it, go in.
Booty is the floating.
Floating.
Slow motion.
Slow motion.
I'm so gone up a throne. To the stage, again. You seen a nigga thought, throwing that ass for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up, now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Shout it thick, thicker than a snicker.
Every
time she do it, it's for me and my
nigga.
And a friend do it with her. She don't even like girls, but a stack can make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
Go and kiss her. Go and go and kiss her. She don't even like girls, but a stack can make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
Go and kiss her. Go and go and kiss her. She keep fucking around, I'ma watch dismiss her.
Go and kiss her.
She make us rock, then jiggle.
Then jiggle.
Put on the show to end.
Bring that
dough
in.
Bring that
dough
in. Booty bigger than a Samoan.
I'm
in the stage every time, shout it, go in.
Shout it, go in. Shout it, go in.
Booty is the floating.
Floating. Slow
motion.
Slow motion.
To the stage, then you seen a nigga thought, throwing that ass for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing.
And you know it, look at how she thought. If it get any bigger, baby girl gon' have to tow it. Sitting on the memes like Floyd, but she lied to you if she said I paid for it. Nigga 99 broads, 99 broads, panoramic view from the 99th floor. I'm like, my lord, when she down on all four. Got a hood bitch with me, she ain't scared to take a charge. Lying by in a car, you don't know what you saw. She adjusting the bras, I'm lighting up a cigar. They was riding me off, now I arrive like a star. I just sit back and laugh at the irony of it all. That I'm fast gold, that I'm fast gold. Watch a nigga throw a grand of soap, throw that chemical. And we like, damn boy, why you cuffing that whore? The whole thing's smashing, you ain't even know it, goddamn.
I ain't even know it,
ain't know it,
ain't know it. Say the car hit to the stage. Then you seen a nigga thought, throwing that ass for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. I ain't even know it,
ain't know it,
ain't know it.
Said
the car hit to the stage.
City J and your boy Semi Automatic on the line. Your boy Chase will probably be through a little later. You know, he just got off that scandal tip with the wife. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and, you know, let him make it. But, yeah, man, what y'all niggas? Man, I ain't talking to y'all niggas for like 3 weeks. It's been so long.
Oh man.
Wow. I want to be the first to say it on air. Congratulations to my nigga Juice on that wedding. Hey, you mean? AKA Mrs. Horton in this thing.
Yeah, man. Y'all didn't know if y'all don't know me or if y'all not connected with me on Facebook or Twitter. Y'all don't know your girl tied the knot on Saturday. It was so great, man. It was Mardi Gras themed and shit. We started late.
You still eating that goddamn cake?
Do.
Hey.
That brisket, I ain't get to eat none of that barbecue, so I don't know what that life was about.
Hey, that life was real life, nigga. It was hard in the yard, nigga. He talking about that was a real deal. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, it was because I, you know, y'all know, because for Lent, I gave up a lot of stuff for Lent, meat wise. So I saw that chicken, I went crazy. So shout out to the chicken. I ain't get to eat
nigga,
the gumbo because sausage
nigga,
is in there, so
the
I can't eat that.
Whatever that was, nigga. Shout out to the what was that, sausage gumbo or whatever that was, nigga. Shout out to that sauce, too, nigga. That barbecue sauce is like motherfucking chain, nigga.
You real ugly for that. I just thought I'd let you know. But
I'm just saying, nigga, shout out to that sauce, nigga. Shout out to that sauce.
Yeah, I got to taste the wedding cake. That's about it. Oh, of course they wouldn't let us drink, so I couldn't be tipsy halfway through or whatever. But yeah, it was real nice. Everybody showed up. Let me get into these kids real quick. I'm gonna get back to y'all in the ratchet DFW shit. But let me go ahead and slide straight on through to these children. Because I had a punch bowl, right? And this, I don't think nobody quite pointed out that there was sodas and water inside of the cooler for kids and people that don't drink alcoholic beverages. So let's just say there was a lot more people that was under the age of 21 that was getting drunk than there should have been. Everybody, and you can tell some people got it because everybody that came pretty much was on the dance floor at least one time throughout the wedding. So yeah, y'all niggas.
Shout out to I drink none of that. So you know that was just pure me. That was all the crazy was me.
And let me explain to y'all how strong these drinks were, even though you cannot taste any alcohol. I've made this punch before, so I know how deadly it is. You could not taste any alcohol in it whatsoever, but it was a whole bottle of tequila in there, and I hadn't even added the water in yet. So it was like punch tequila concentrate. It hadn't even been watered to make punch yet. But
your
boy Chase. No, but I wasn't going to add it in because I didn't want it to melt and I didn't want it to be watery. So I had it sitting and everybody was just tearing up the punch and they didn't know that it hadn't had any water added into it yet. So it was just straight tequila. And it hides very well in the limeade and the soda and all the stuff that was mixed off in there. So shout out to all y'all cheering babies and things that were getting drunk at the wedding and didn't even know it.
Shout out to whoever drank y'all's wine, though. That's what I want.
Hey, chasing it in.
But yeah, man, you know the first thing we got to do is ask the host what they've been up to, man. What y'all been up to?
Y'all know Timmy, I just did my usual stuff, you know what I'm saying? I woke up working like a Mexican, you know what I'm saying? Working from 10 to 10, then 10 to 10, then 10 again. Nightmares and everything, losing everything, you know what I'm saying? Boost my adrenaline, you know what I'm talking about? But, you know what I'm saying? I went from 10 to 10, then 10 to 10, then 10 again.
Oh,
yeah. My man's been losing everything. Boost
you
my
are,
adrenaline.
You are so old.
Shout out to Big Son. You know, Simi gonna keep a job. Simi automatic got to do that. Yeah, I mean, gotta get that paper, man. You know, Simi got about 2-3 jobs and shit, you know what I'm saying? Got to get that money.
For those of y'all that don't know what Simi's name is off air, it's Rogelio. Rogelio Gonzalez. If y'all wondering why he works so many jobs, because his real name is Rogelio Raul Gonzalez. But don't call him a Mexican, though. He get offended. He really from Guatemala. So don't do him. Okay? Thanks.
Don't do me. Don't do me.
City J, man, what you been up to?
So, you know, DJing that wedding. Hey. So, yes, and then plus, let's see, what else did it? Oh, the magazine shout out to that. New issue magazine's out. Woo, woo. Issue number 7. Monday is the 5th anniversary of Life at the Dusk Live, which is the parent of them all. So I'm excited about that. And, heck, I got a story I'll tell y'all later about that happening at work when we get to the Ratchet news. Because I'm telling y'all going to die laughing.
I think my ratchet news at work probably just as bad.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. This went up there today. This one go. This one to go take the cake today.
So, Jace, man, what you been up to?
Besides having this baby with the sniffles sitting in my lap, had a pretty good week, man. Got to see that my woe Goldie get married Saturday.
Don't do me, Riley.
And that's
talking about me.
It's been, I get paid tomorrow, so. Gotta get
into
the
I can say tomorrow too.
I told y'all niggas I already got married on Saturday. Honeymoon was great. We went to 2 different spots because the first spot was high as fuck and we was only gonna pay one night. So yeah, that shit was awesome. And then the second and third night we used comps at Windstar. Ain't nothing better than free.
Hey.
So we went there and we won a couple dollars. So yeah, man, it wasn't nothing too dramatic. You know, wasn't too flossy. You know, shout out to that boy Simi for spotting me a quick book before he left out the wedding.
You already know.
That shit was used. Well, no, nah, it's just in my wallet. Matter of fact, it still is. But yeah. Y'all niggas. What you say, Riley? What?
She's doing that. She's trying to breathe, drink milk, and talk out of mouth.
But, y'all know what it is. So it was great. Had a great week, and you know, we just went about house shit. That's all I've been up to was buying house shit because May 1st is supposed to be the good date that nigga moves to the new crib. We gonna have a housewarming party and shit with wines and beers and
okay, laughs. Hello. This is Texas, nigga. We don't need the warm shit, nigga. This should be a house cooling party here, you mean. Black, nigga. This should be hot in the motherfucker.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but y'all not finna run up my electricity with AC. Just thought I let y'all know. Hold on. But, yeah. So, that's coming soon.
You still ain't got your gift, though. Speaking of that, like, I remember I texted the wife, I was like, yo, make sure Sierra and KJ get there. Make sure they get Goldie and KJ get their gifts. And she's like, yeah, so she told my mom that, and she ain't even, like, neither one of them remembered to take it. So it's just sitting over here by my computer.
Damn. Not through.
I still got some gifts coming in. Shout out to the person that sent me a check and it didn't go through because they had a phone.
Blast that ass. Blast that ass, Goldie. Blast that ass.
They said that's your fault. You didn't wait 3 business days.
Right. Boy, that shit got to sit up and head ass.
I'm just saying. Shout out to you. You know who you are. But,
shout out to you.
But yeah.
You know who you are.
So we're going to ask the guests, like, what y'all been up to. We can't hear you, but I know you probably saying something. You're probably rolling your eyes because you know this is a stupid-ass question, and I'm going to ask it every Thursday until y'all call them and tell me to stop asking me. How about that? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. So, y'all know y'all have to tell me what's going on in the DFW area. You got to tell me.
I know what's going on in the DFW area. That BBLU Fridays is what's going on in the DFW area. You ain't heard about it, the BBLU Fridays. A lot of like, you know, 2501 North Main Street. And the stuff and shit, you know, by Billy Bob's and shit.
Shout out to Limelight over there by Billy Bob. You know what I'm talking about? You ain't heard about that? You know what I'm talking about? I don't know why Steady J Hayden playing that Jeopardy music. I don't know.
Wow. Really? You got that house in my mom's room? You know, shit, boy, I feel like I was the one. Okay.
Hey, I was just trying to say shout out to the team. You know what I'm saying? Five Dreamers, NTU, Hall, Major League, New Era. I'm just trying to say shout out to them. That's it. That's all I was trying to say.
I'm going to slide through. Y'all better buy me a drink. Hurricane.
I need a couple of them.
Huh?
I said hurricane, $2 hurricane sale at Limelight tomorrow night.
Uh-oh, that means Simi can buy me 5. Hold up.
I ain't even tripping. Hold on.
But, yeah, the Daddy Jay, what, you got any ration shit going on?
Yes. Okay. I'm gonna need somebody, mama slash old grandmama tonight to take kids down. This woman will take. I'm gonna get to the point in the end. That's where the funny stuff happens. So this woman on the phone. She goes, are you married? She has, it's old woman on the phone. She's 60, y'all, 60. Are you married? And I say no. She said, she told me this on the phone. Oh, I was going to tell you to go home to your wife and kiss her. But I guess since you ain't married, you know, you just got to go home and kiss the one you in love with. But that wasn't the part that was funny. She go to this tangent all about, make sure you get the one you love. Because, baby, you don't want one of these hoochie mamas, because hoochie and coochie can't pay the bills. Yeah, so she was going on. That wasn't the bad part. She started hitting on me, son. I mean, it was the most awkward thing ever.
So why you ain't get that check?
This is not her neighbor. Her neighbor that was sitting on the porch was like,
girl, you better go ahead and get that young man.
He said, I don't know. He said, I had it in the way. He said, I was close. I ain't had it in the way either. I'll probably rip your ass up, boy. Whoa. Okay, now thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
quick.
Oh, she
wanted you, huh?
She was tripping, son, talking about bananas and whipped cream. Like, no! I don't want to raise my hand.
You
know,
she said bananas
because
she ain't got no teeth.
You know what?
She had to pick something mushy.
Yes, that was all in the nutshell, y'all. That was like so awkward, and I kept trying to get my manager over there. And he kind of helped me get off the phone to give me like some kind of excuse to get off the phone, but I wasn't taking. She wasn't moving quick enough. So, yeah, that's why I endured my last hour of work today. That was some dear fuckery.
Chase, man, what happened at the job?
Oh, man, well, my homie, who be saying all the off-the-wall stuff, she been pretty tame ever since her kindred spirit ass worker started working up there a few weeks ago. Like, this chick been took ratchet to a whole nother level, man. Like, for one, like, I remember the first, like, it was a first day there. Like, most people, you know, they wait a little bit. They try to get a nice roll. It was a second day. And they try to get a nice roll, be friendly and talk and all this stuff. Second day, she talking about how she don't mind giving a blowjob, but it only got to be, but it's only with somebody that she with, and talking about, yeah, she got to have a towel in the bed with her when she doing it, because she don't like when the dick wet. Like, this is the second day she working up here. So I'm like, she just started
it's
out
a new
with,
person?
With the highest of the ratchet, huh?
Is that a new person that work with you now?
Huh? Is this a new what?
Is this a new worker? Is this a new co-worker?
Yeah.
Is she talking
to that old flipper?
She, I don't know. I guess she could be an old flipper. I don't know. yesterday or the day before, though, she was talking about something like she said she tried to play a prank on this dude she was talking to. So I guess he came off in the room and he was ready to get some. And so she decided to prank him by putting a pickle down there. So when he tried to rub down there, he'll feel something all bumpy and all that and be scared to do something. So
He
comes over there, huh?
I said that whole trash.
Yeah, exactly. and she said, you know, so I'm like, I'm sure you were itching like crazy with all that vinegar. and she was, yeah, you know, I had to run that jump off in the shower. Well, like, how's that joke even funny? I was like, I'm sure he wasn't laughing. I'm sure he wasn't laughing. She said, well, it was funny to me at the time when I thought of it. I was like, yeah, you real throwing the game. Like, she be saying all the wild stuff like that all the time, man.
It's her 16th, and she's already wild. What do y'all find these people?
Well, no. This is later on. She's been up there for almost 3 weeks now.
Wow.
Just that. If she was talking about, you know, her reasons for sucking dick and stuff, that was her second date.
Okay. Wow. Okay. What do y'all find these people? That's what I want to know. I mean, we got some ratchet people at my job too, but what is it that y'all find?
Well, I can tell you where it's at, because if you're from Fort Worth, you live in a horrible neighborhood, but in Oak Cliff, it's real nice out there. It's the suburb. They got all of it's pretty much just like the suburb.
Mm-hmm. It's the upper class, isn't it?
I was unaware of that. Now I know. And no one's happy now.
On the cool head ass.
That's what they told. That's what I was forewarned about from that same girl that always has something stupid to say that Chase tells us about. Yes, I was informed that Stop Six is a very, you should be very, very scared going to Stop Six, especially if you're from Oak Cliff, because it's real bad out here. It ain't as bad as no, because Oak Cliff is actually a nice side of town. You can go get you
and
a nice
food
steak
at the restaurants is better than Oak Cliff too.
You can go get a nice steak and lobster from Furs and treat your mama to Mother's Day meal. I'm just saying. It's better out there. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's the only person I ever heard that's the side she taking her mom when I want to take my mom somewhere at night. I take her to Furs.
I'm just
like,
mad.
Okay.
That's
I just
real
told her it was my daughter. She would be my daughter. No, what's that? Ma'am, you don't love my daughter. Bye.
Only for
hey,
the top state.
Both of these ladies are older. Like the one chick that sent out the dumb stuff that I usually mention is in her mid-40s, and the other chick, she about to be 40. She about to be 40 this year. So,
oh
yeah, I mean, he got some
grown ones. And she not married either, right?
She used to be. Oh my God, that just reminded me. I'm glad you mentioned that, because she was telling us about one of the reasons why her and her husband are divorced now, are separated in the process of divorcing right now, because they were arguing. She said, it's the same day she was telling us about the pickle on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it was. She said that they were arguing all day, so he didn't want her to leave the house mad, so he took her keys and her phone and was like, we need to talk. She was like, nah, I want my phone now. And he was like, nah, you can't have it. And he was outside, like, fooling with his car. So she was saying he had just had a surgery a month prior. So she said she kicked him in the back. Like, he had a surgery on his back. She kicked him in the back and he fell to the ground. She was beating him up while he was on the ground. Picked up some damn jumper cables and started choking him with it. And then the neighbors saw this going on across the street and called the cops.
Okay, hold on, Shane. Why are we giving this bitch 15 minutes of fame?
Because she throws the game.
Somebody need to lock this hoe up, because this hoe is crazy. Like,
she said her husband dropped the charges. So, her husband, when they were in court, her husband acted like it didn't happen. So they cleared all the charges.
He might have
said
something, too. Okay,
yeah,
so the domestic violence is happening to his ass, but he don't know what happened. God damn it, that must be some cold ass pussy she got, or some bad ass hoes. I'm just saying.
That is, if somebody kicked me in my back that I just had surgery on and start choking me with some jumper cables, I don't know how safe I feel in this relationship.
Look, my nigga, I got 8 stepsisters. That hoe will get beat up every time one of them see it. I swear, bitch, and I just had back surgery, and you going to kick me when I'm down, bitch? Oh, my God. Fuck your well-being. Beat that bitch up.
Yeah, she make your homegirl look normal as hell, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's people like that walking around. These motherfuckers need to be locked up. Damn. It made you more ass, bitch.
Oh, no, I got some more news. This ain't DFW. This Texas news. I just thought somebody had to bring across my news feed again. And so I was like, oh, yeah. I saw the story the other day, but... Y'all hear what this, and we, cause in this, y'all know how we always talk about hair on here, right? Why are these four women in Houston?
You know what?
Yes. Four women in Houston. Oh, got caught stealing $15,000 worth of human hair.
A breeze, nigga. That's Indian, nigga. That's Remy.
No more. It wasn't even Indian and Remy. Hell. Them motherfuckers was stealing straight yakky. Milky Way.
Sad day, son. Sad day.
Because everybody knows. I don't know if they did it with guns or whatever, or if they just ran out with that shit. But
no,
everybody.
This is what they asked for, a specific type of hair. See if they had it. These hoes snatching grabs.
Is that what they did? They actually asked for it and took off.
Yeah. Oh, they waited until the clerk went to the back and did the snatch and grab.
Second grader, right? Some company.
Wow.
Oh, no. See, that's how I know that if they had to happen, they had to have stole from around the store. Like, you know, because they wouldn't have been able to leave with the stuff in the front of the damn thing. Them agents don't play that.
They were stealing Master Mix.
They were stealing Master Mix. You can't even carry that past 350 the shit they stole. So they should feel real stupid in jail. And then all of them look ratchet. They all look ratchet in their jail pictures. So, you know, they got Doobie 27 pieces on their head. That ain't about that life. I'm looking at the pictures right now. Every last one of them look a mess. I thought two of them was some girl I went to school with.
Oh, shit.
Two of the girls look just like somebody I went to school with. hairstyle and all. But I ain't going to hit y'all up. But yeah. So yeah, y'all know we gotta get into this gossip. So in news that nobody is surprised about. Yeah, I know your girl Lauryn Hill still owes $900,000 to the IRS, and she's definitely getting locked up again for it.
Mm.
Yeah. I guess I give a new meaning to the misrepresentation of Lauryn Hill.
Mm-mm, because she definitely was
miseducated. The mispayment of Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm. How'd you gonna win when you ain't right within?
Exactly.
I can't assure y'all. No, y'all will not quote it. No, you will not.
I gotta have me a little nerd moment real quick.
Because she definitely.
I'm playing Max Payne right now on PC.
I think we got rid of that, but I know she served. They let go of some of her tax stuff, and she served 3 months in jail for her tax shit that she didn't file for 2005 through 2008, but. You would think, oh, I'm going to get out of jail and file all the rest of my taxes afterwards. No, she gets out of jail and does nothing. So she has to go. She went back for 2009 up until 2012 and 13. And she owes, this is just up until 2010 that she owes $900,000. We still ain't calculated all the rest of the stuff that she owes. So she going to be in jail for a long time this time around.
I knew this was going to happen to her. When I saw Sister Act, when she forced her mama's sister still on that provision for her, I knew something wasn't right. I knew it.
Get your life.
Oh, that was right.
As long as she needs to stop trying to track down and make Marleys and all that type of stuff, and
okay.
You know, stop putting her face with this clown makeup shit. I just need her to sit down, go on to your little what's Jackson Hewitt, and this is how we do it and all that type of stuff. And I need to go ahead and file them taxes.
Or go to Asian R Block or whatever. You know, get your money back, America.
She ain't gonna get
that billion back, bro.
Back. ain't gonna be able to help you.
She part of that billion they're trying to keep.
Just hit me at semiautomatic at facebook.com and I got you on them taxes. I swear.
Bruce, you already going to jail, bro. Too late.
Hey, I'm gonna try to keep you out. All you gotta do is hit me, bitch. Okay. All you gotta do is hit me. I got
either
you.
Way, all she has to do is file her taxes and put us up on the payment plan. Just because you're an entertainer, it does not make you an exempt to, you know, fixing your life.
She needs to visit. Why are you using that phrase? She needs to visit Ayala.
She ain't gonna visit Ayala.
Fix her fucking life.
Shit.
What I want to know is, what kind of money is this bitch making to owe the IRS, damn near $1 million for 4 years?
Royalty.
Exactly, because she ain't making no music like that. Like this, she came out with some songs last year, and it was two songs, matter of fact, and they were garbage. My man Fonte said it best, man. He said they need to stop comparing all these new R&B artists to Lauryn Hill because she only had one CD.
Mm.
How you gonna compare artists to somebody that came out with one album?
True. It's just like you did a cameo at the club, bitch. You stayed there 15 minutes and left.
Yeah, because she does. But then they're saying they don't know how she can make that up. I think everybody that did like the one album that she put out, they like at least 3 to 4 songs off of it. So why not have a tax tour? Hell, everybody know you need the money. Go on ahead and charge a good old 25.
I hope she ain't trying to do it big. Like, she need to do a club circuit like a lot of these.
That's what I'm saying. $25 a pop.
$25 and hit up all the little, like, because the people will come. All they got to do is
Lauryn Hill. She opened up a deal for booty.
Hey. I'm telling you, fly Drake.
It's like three clubs deep out. She can hit her. She can hit her House of Blues. I'll buy $25 a head.
No, yeah. Bro, she need to open up a Boosie and get a cut off of that.
She ain't got to do that, bro. Fly Drake was there. She got her, bro. I swear, we got you. Just come out and let us. We got you. We going to
be
here. We got you. We got you. We
I mean,
you.
I'm just saying. You
don't pack it out.
I don't know. Because, I mean, it would be different if we didn't know any celebrities who actually owed money and actually made a way out of it. Because even though we don't care for his advice, Steve Harvey is a living example of somebody who owed 2-point-something million, which is almost 2 million less than what Lauryn Hill owes. And all he had to do was go find somebody to invest in him a suit line, and then he got a radio show, and he was able to pay off his tax stuff within a year and a half. I think he said so, but his book hadn't came out yet before he was able to pay off his taxes.
Oh,
so
okay.
He actually did it like a year and a half.
White folks. Steve Harvey ain't trying to fuck with the white folks like that. Steve Harvey ain't trying to play with the white folks like that, man.
Oh, woman.
He is not trying to play with the white folks like that. Like the nigga fam said it out. The people I do not play with is the I, the R, and the S.
Get their money on time.
Every time. And they get
that. But the fact that you ain't trying to have no income to pay for this, they finna throw her under the jail. I'm just saying. It's not like nobody gonna care because it's people every day that's working paycheck to paycheck, and they got somebody knocking on their door once a month asking them when they gonna file their tax. So we ain't showing no sympathy for Lauryn Hill for not paying her taxes and she got money.
They don't have no money at one point in time. Fuck that up.
Because we know you got money. You ain't just broke,
yeah.
Five broke. I'm just saying.
Broke, five broke.
You ain't got it.
So I seen on Twitter that everybody keep going crazy because your girl Zynique, which if y'all know who Zynique is, she's Star, who you may also know as T.I.'s daughter and Tiny's birth child. That's Tiny and T.I.'s oldest child. They were, you know, Tiny's child and T.I.'s oldest. And she turned 18 today, and she posted some bikini pictures. So all the dudes was on hot teen alert. So, you know, I don't know how y'all feel about that. I don't know how y'all feel about these celebs that some of these 65-year-old men be waiting to turn 18. I can't do it.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie though. I was kind of waiting on this bitch to turn 18 though.
Huh?
I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of waiting on the bitch to turn 18 so I could say, damn, I won't wax that ass. If T.I. is wanna fight, nigga, come with it.
Come on, so where, Swiss boy, where do you work? What is this? Come on, where the fuck we got this? What? There we go.
I was too high, son. Put that motherfucking ass up.
No, but even then, Simi's still young. I mean, I can see
somebody
who's a couple years older than somebody who turns 18, but it was like an old 36, 45-year-old man. I'm like, y'all do know y'all 2-3 times grown. I need y'all to not look at this girl and be like, oh,
bitch, you ought to be my daddy.
Because I
did see that picture on Kashata Kishi Jazz, who's a supporter of the show, and the Stunt, big up to that. Yeah, she had a picture of them, man. So
okay.
I didn't know that. I was wondering the significance why she had some picture of her. I didn't know what it was.
Okay, so just to put into perspective, Chase, how would you feel if you knew if some guy that's like, oh, Riley, she's forming into a pretty teenage girl, and then she turned 18, and he's like, oh, what's up, Rye? What you going to do?
Shoot that whole ass nigga.
Oh, no, I'm going to give me a gun. Soon. The days are counting up.
Let's shoot that hoe ass nigga, Chase. I got your man ready, nigga.
Got that barrel, fat.
We gon' chip in. And you ain't gon' keep that for long, nigga. We got your barrel ready, dog.
I'm just saying, I know it's okay for guys because, you know, you can either be a cougar or when you turn 18, hell, you can, you know, it's straight. But for a girl,
That shit is okay for Mexicans because that shit is tradition. That shit is not okay for us. What do you mean?
No. I'm saying, like, for y'all to turn 18 as a male is nothing. But for, like, a female, it's just like, ooh, you be scared because the moment that you go out, you get to go to a first real club and you get hit on by that first dude that always hit on you, he be, like, 40-some years old. And you be like, ooh, I don't know if I want to go out no more. So, I don't know. I think every father dreads that moment when his little girl starts going to the club.
You say the nigga at the club that look like your Uncle Robert or shit.
You can't say my Uncle Robert.
And we don't know Uncle Robert, which is so funny.
That was a club.
Hey, in the chat room, y'all. Some chick in the chat room, Sasha, joined and said she's gonna get. She's gonna have her friends call in. Okay, shout out to that.
Okay, y'all trying to get on that giveaway? I see is probably what it is.
I'm gay. She is.
I told y'all 1055. Uh-huh. I'm peeping this. Uh-huh. So, but, yeah, so I know y'all don't like hearing about this lady, but I know y'all have probably seen or saw somebody post some pictures. Did y'all see your girl, Miley Cyrus, getting cunnilingus inside of the strip club?
Yes, I did.
Your girl.
I was there on my news feed that early in the morning, man. I did not do it.
I've seen like two people post this picture on Facebook of Miley Cyrus. She was turning up and she got on the pole with some stripper. And later on, they went upstairs, and she didn't go in the private room. They were just on top in VIP where everybody could see, and the stripper started giving the girl cunnilingus, that good tongue. Miley Cyrus, honey, dear.
Okay, y'all. I'm tired of telling y'all. That hoe don't get no recognition on my show. She gets zero love. Roll up on that bitch. Fuck you, man. Fuck that hoe, man.
Oh, and I know
daddy ain't no better. I know y'all seen that Achy Ricky Hart remake video. I'm like, this nigga got fucking white girl aliens twerking in the goddamn spaceship. I'll fucking lost it.
You're
not exempt from this ratchetness either, sir.
He probably couldn't wait
for
his daughter to turn grown so he can start not being an example. I'm just saying.
I just got a message in my inbox while Molly was up there getting paid. Her daddy was snorting lines in the bathroom.
Y'all know Miley Cyrus' daddy could not wait till the girl turned 18 so that he could stop trying to be a role model in her life. I don't know why y'all surprised by that.
I ain't fall for that. I peeped him that real quick. That nigga was in there snorting lines in the bathroom. That nigga ain't innocent. That nigga said fuck it, turn up.
I mean, it really wasn't much news. I could dip into old news from since we haven't been on air, but it ain't really nothing exciting going on. I know that they found that plane, and I ain't trying to talk about it. They found that plane. That's all y'all need to know.
They found it.
What? Yeah, they found the plane. Y'all want to know the catch? Y'all want to know where it was found?
Where?
It wasn't in the open field. It was in an open field. Open field. I watched
open
it.
Open field. Tell me you're getting mad crickets. No.
It wasn't found in the water. It wasn't found in the water where they thought it was, but they wouldn't be able to find it. It didn't disappear into the black hole and aliens abducted it like they could have found it. It didn't just burst and disappear. It was in an open field where if they looked hard enough, they could have found it.
So my great question today is, hey, they spent how much money? How much money to find this crap?
Too much.
How about this? Fuck them. Fuck that plane. And fuck the people who were supposed to be tracking the plane. Because them motherfuckers is obviously incompetent and a motherfucker. Because how do you lose a whole, not a half, not a wing, not a turbine, not the nose of this motherfucker, not the glass inside, not a tire, not the landing gear, but the whole motherfucking plane with 200 and some goddamn people on it. How do you lose it?
And I
the same
people
that was looking for
being
a
pilot
for the plane. They said that shit like it was their keys. Damn, I lost my keys. Bitch, how you lose a plane, bitch? I don't get that. That is
the
army. And then, not to mention, most of these motherfuckers that's flying the plane look Chinese
but their names look goddamn me Muslim like a motherfucker. What the fuck is going on?
When I don't want to talk that,
these niggas tight eyed in the motherfucker, but they look like they got most, this nigga named Abdul Jabbar and shit. What kind of shit? Muhammad them. What, come on now. Come on.
I mean, but even then, the little piece that I've seen of the news story is still full of crap because they still aren't able to give any details to how they haven't been able to see this plane. They said when it crashed, it crashed because it ran out of gas. And it was just like, whatever. Like,
it's,
I don't know. Get your life. Get your life. That's all I can say.
Here's my question. Was the plane intact? Because, see, I haven't seen the updates on that yet. I've just seen the noise he's looking for, the hijacker, but was the plane completely intact?
I don't remember. We were walking out of a store, and they had it up on CNN. They had shows, like, they were showing,
okay,
like, a plane that wasn't the plane.
I got a question. Were all the people accounted for?
Oh, that's what I want to know. I said I'm going to look it up now. I'm waiting on the computer.
Because if not,
yeah,
that's slave trade shit, nigga. They stealing bitches, nigga. That's what that is, nigga. They stealing bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You find it yet?
I'm looking right now. Okay, here we go.
Don't see y'all looking. I wish I had some Jeopardy.
No. This is what they're saying. This is okay. I was wondering why they didn't show the actual pictures of the plane. They were saying that they found debris. They found debris from the plane in Australia. They found two pieces of debris.
I'm looking at
on CNN. But how is that news? Like, how is that news? Can y'all stop just telling us stuff? Can y'all stop selling us stuff? Don't come to us.
Why the goddamn plane? Shit.
I was wondering why the plane looked fake earlier. They were saying that it may have been found or whatever. And KJ was like, oh, shit, you see the news story? And I looked, and it was like they have found the Malaysian plane. And they, I'm looking at it now. The story was about they have found two pieces of debris that would have been from this plane because it's the biggest plane, or blah, 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 from the Boeing, blah, 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 blah. I can't really explain everything. But they're saying it was found in Australia, so that means it should be somewhere close by. It should have been wrecked somewhere in Australia because there wouldn't be any debris from it if it didn't fall there.
Okay, that'll be.
Y'all believe that? Do y'all believe that?
No.
Because I don't.
They say that shit like if something is goddamn 30,000 feet in the motherfucking air and you drop it right where the fuck it is, it's going to land in that same spot 30,000 motherfucking feet below. Bitch, if you drop a penny from 6 feet in the air, that motherfucker going to move over a few inches on the way down here, you mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man, who believes that?
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's kind of janky to me that y'all still, if you see this debris, quote unquote, and you're able to verify from this plane, how are you not able to find any more evidence of where the fuck it is?
How do they know it's actually from the plane anyway?
Let me see. It was just saying the scientists had discovered two pieces of debris which could be from the missing plane. We are now closing on it on a breakthrough because they show significance to the only difference
Okay. So these hoes still don't know.
You know because people are still so into this that they're going to report every little detail and people are going to be like, oh, shit, we might be close. No, we ain't. They just cover up something. How about we focus on something that y'all actually know?
That's that slave trade. They stealing bitches and shit.
Like, they trying to blind us to something that's actually going on.
Hey, Google Malaysian slave trade and see what pop up.
I don't want to. How about that? How about that? Don't want
to. Hell, man. I'm about to slap Keith for real, but I'm going to stop because I'm looking at this. Man, they eating good over there, man, as a neat breakfast, man. Or late night breakfast. They eating good. They got the grand biscuits, the Hungry Jack syrup, the eggs. I'm hungry, y'all. That guy forgives me. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I gotta give you the cricket for that.
We should go to Denny's. We should go to Denny's after the show.
Hey, no. I'm on Denny's. Until left that woman at the Denny's over there on Camp Ruby's fire, I ain't going back.
No, listen now. Simi got to be at work at motherfucking 7 o'clock in the morning.
Didn't nobody ask you?
I damn sure am. Cool shit. Show in between. Okay. Come back to some Denny's, and I got to be up at goddamn me 5:30 and shit. Then,
you can go ahead and get your breakfast. Go and get your breakfast and go to sleep.
You know what? I'm not talking to you, buddy. I'm not talking to you for 2 minutes. I'm not talking to you.
But yeah, we heading into that 11 o'clock hour. We in 11:06, so you know we got to go ahead and take this good old breather. We're going to play some music. And what I'm going to do right now is I need for anybody that's listening, if y'all would like to win this good old Human Canvas magazine, which I'm going to let Cedric explain the giveaway, and then I'll let y'all know the details of what you need to do to win that.
One of these mornings. Yeah, you got that song stuck in my head now, thanks.
No Mongrie.
Yeah, he knew I was going. That was so sick of my head. You talking about Denny.
Hey, y'all remember that boneless buffalo wing commercial?
Don't start.
From like the early 2000s shit.
I'm not going to play with y'all. Said Jay, if you want to explain this damn magazine so I can put this in the music.
I'm going to tell you how this contest goes on. All right, so basically what you got to do, all you can do is call in. This second hour, it's the second hour technically. But after the music break, we're going to start taking calls. And you got to be on topic. So don't be coming on here being off the ball friend or you ain't going to win. You got to be on topic. And we're going to give you a copy of a digital copy of Human Canvas magazine. And just for winning that, you get entered to the draw for Monday's giveaway, which includes a print copy of Human Canvas magazine, issue number 7, a print copy of BX25 magazine, issue number 9, an autographed poster of Marla Angela, host of Glitz and Glamour, here every Tuesday night, and autographed poster of T. Marie, who is my co-host on every Monday and Wednesday. So, yeah, and I got the poster on my wall, and the guy thinks it's like, oh, man, they ain't that hot. You see posters. And you forget two magazines, two great magazines full of a lot of beautifulness. Beautiful is not beauty. I did say that. And all that being, all you got to do is call 347-202-0389. Be on topic, and I will get you information and make sure I see that digital copy. And then make sure I lock you in for the giveaway. Bam, there you go.
Okay. And so there it is. Go ahead and call that number, 347-202-0389, and we'll get to y'all once we get back off this music break, and hopefully you'll have good luck winning. We're going to get to this first song. It's by this boy named Young TM. We played his music before. He'll soon be on the radio show. And this song is called Play the Game, as one of the DFW local artists.
Hey.
Hey. Is it me or am I trying too hard? I looked up and got confused with the star. That made me wonder, if I don't make it with it, hug gon' pull me under. Somebody catch me slipping through this dark tint on my window. Wild these niggas got his frowns for me, but what I really need is for someone to smile for me. You know, that sunshine when all my troubles raining down. Just a little something to keep a nigga head from off the ground. And I know the devil want my soul. If I trade for money, I might strike some gold. You never know, if I don't blow, I might just lose control. Cause all this stressing for a blessing got me on my toes. But what it feel like? His baby getting hungry, plus he never got money when she need food in her tummy. I guess he gotta rob. Do the crime, you do the time. It's messed up though, they gave my nigga life. And they know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I ain't tripping, dog, I know this ain't life. Keep your head up and watch your back, you gotta know when they shite. This world cold and we ain't living it right. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn. Truth is, I had to learn on my own. Young boy became a man on his own. You gotta learn to play the game. Now you tell me what's realer. Me rap about my life or try to front like I'm a killer. Don't push me though. Through the grapevine I heard. Don't respect you unless you rapping about trapping him. And I don't need nobody featured on my shit. Out by myself. Stack this dough out by myself. Pick the pen up. Go and write a hit out by myself. Cause I remember how they left when I was begging for some help. Think it's time to show the world with this one. I might f*** around and leave my old girl for this one. Nah, I'm just playing, but I'm just saying no. Got bad, I started feeling like the antidote. Hey, this for my niggas out here tired of stressing. Got me guessing, should I take my chance and learn my lesson? I got mouths to feed, and I ain't worried about it. Trying to kill my dreams, cause they know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I ain't tripping, dog, I know this ain't life. Keep your head up and watch your back, you gotta know when they shite. This world cold and we ain't living it right. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn to play the game. Hey, you gotta learn. Truth is, I had to learn on my own. Young boy became a man on his own. You gotta learn to play the game.
Double. Do it, I'm on. gon' take to one and done. I wash her back and then she washes mine. Water all down her spine. Then we do it in the shower. We doing it for hours, hours. Till we soak all the towels. I wrap up on her and she like that. If I know my next thing and she like that. We kinda tight, yeah. I guess that's how it goes. Once you get it, love is so addicting. Too legit to quit it. I guess this is my last line. You avoid the good and the bad side. So back to the past life.
Can you believe me when I say I'll never leave? I'm here to stay. No matter the struggle.
About how I can't get a man. Please. Come on. Do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah. OMG, and that bitch is saying she so fine, make me take her to an island.
When she drank
OMG, and that bitch is sad.
Major R&B. Yo, what up, CT? Know what I'm talking about? Shawty bad. Yeah. Look how she working, man. Just keep your heart, CT. Keep your heart. The truth hurts, baby. Well, I guess I tell my soul lies. Oh my, she my type of girl. I'm her type of guy. She my drunk of choice. She my type of high. She suicide fine and I'm ready to die. She twerking to the left. She twerking to the right. So many drinks up in my system. I gotta take you home tonight. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt until the sunrise. She say she ain't really into all them fun guys. And I reply, I'm as real as can be. Baby, that's the reason why you laying here with me. All you really need is some TLC. You crazy, sexy, cool, and that's all I need. She pulled back the sheets, gave me a kiss on my cheek, and put that Kylie Tilly shit on repeat. MLG.
Trust me, I take care of your body, baby. You drive me crazy, you want it wasted. We can do it however you like. But don't you slow it down. The way you move it around, girl, you're making me proud. I gotta scream it out loud.
She got me memorized.
Turn up. That's my nigga Major League Juicy Blue with that Mesmerize. Hear you talking about. Before that, it was him and my boy CZ with that Dragon, that wagon. That wagon?
Yeah, but y'all gonna have to pause that play on y'all computer. Because we're gonna be echoing.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Let me do that.
You good? Right, you good?
Good, son.
So
hey, I'm playing my own new speakers, so I thought mine was gonna be echoing.
So yeah, I know if y'all trying to win this magazine, I know the number y'all need to be calling is 347-202-0389. We was taking calls right now to win that magazine. I should have put that number down that called in. I should have put the call back and we should have seen who it was. Cause you ain't slick. 737, go and call back in. See, while we're roping these little numbers in, I'm gonna go ahead and get to this first little pocket change. Y'all should know what pocket change is by now. Pocket change is when people like y'all write in and y'all want to know what our advice as young folks is. On life events, relationships, all of that good stuff. Y'all call, y'all write us in y'all letters, and we answer as many questions as we can before we reach 11:55. So, yeah. And don't forget, please proofread your letters, because sometimes I read as y'all write. Paraphrase. If you can. If not, I can just skim through it, but paraphrase if you can, because that should be long.
I see a call from the chicken feet.
Huh?
What happened? Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was talking on air.
Nigga said piss or something shit home, though.
I think he's checking to see who it is, who the caller was.
Yeah.
Well, so this first lady, she's very mad. And she has, like, a whole bunch of question marks as her status. I'm waiting on the email to open again. So, okay. She says, what kind of man won't answer my calls or texts after an 8-month relationship without a reason? We were dating for almost 8 months. We had a small misunderstanding, but it's really not that serious. He told me that he had a lot of stressful things to take care of that I wouldn't understand. Now he won't answer my calls. I respond to my texts and sends me the voicemail. He's 36 years old. He told me it would be the best way for him. She put Juan, W-A-N. He said, I was so good to him. Why would he do that to me without any closure or just say this is not working out or he's moving on? This really hurts because it's been like a month and a half and I haven't heard from him. So what do y'all think I can do about this?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, really?
Do we have to tell her what to do with her life?
Like, for real, like, bitch, that shit is self-explanatory. Like, if a motherfucker show that they ain't got no interest in you, look to the left, look to the right, and cross the motherfucking street. Period, point blank. That's it. That's all. Watch for the cars, bitch, because you fuck around and get hit. But cross the street, though. Like, real shit.
I'm thinking you putting way too much weight on it because it was months, which I can see why that hurt. But in the same breath, I guess you said y'all were boyfriend and girlfriend, so I guess y'all were somewhat committed. But if y'all wasn't fully committed to each other, I mean, I would just say get over it because, I mean, there had to be some signs before he just up and stopped talking to you that he wasn't going to talk to you when he stopped talking to you. I'm pretty sure he didn't just one day. I know plenty of heartless dudes, but I don't know no dudes that just up and stop talking to somebody after 8 months for no reason and don't have not already shown signs.
suitable female. Like,
don't play.
I don't want to. Like, you ain't caught the dude cheating before. You ain't seen him talk to no females, or maybe you nag about stuff that's not really necessary, or maybe he's just crazy and maybe he's not old enough. Well, he's 36, but maybe he's just not ready to grow up and be in a committed relationship. So I mean, maybe there's signs that you knew way before that time. And you're just willing to ignore them. But, I mean, there's really no answer to that question but to move on. Because if he hasn't picked up the phone and called you in a month and a half, it's time to grow up, probably. Just
I forgot. We forgot the disclaimer before we did pocket change. I just kind of realized that because I did just kind of go ahead.
You did forget the disclaimer, sir. Yes, you did.
It's Real Spill Radio for a reason, bitch. Ain't no sugar nowhere over here, and we ain't trying to coat nothing at all. We grown, so we going to give you the goddamn goods straight like that. Goddamn junior, straight like that. No sugar coating here. We all grown. You want some sauce? Shit in your hand. But one more thing, I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm just saying bitch because I don't know your name individually. Cat Williams, my nigga taught me that. Straight up.
Get your life. I mean, but we really can't help you with that. We really, really can't help you with that. Like, that's self-explanatory.
All right, so I'm gonna go to. I see we got a caller. I'm gonna see if they kind of say about it. Tyreen, you on the line? What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Not much, man. What do you have to say about this chick, man, on the pocket change?
Huh?
What you got to say about the woman, the girl we just talked about?
Oh yeah. Last week, my girl, she was going to school, right? Like we college, and
Hold on, bro.
Hello.
You gotta stay on topic, bro. You gotta stay on topic.
My bad. No, I was. It's getting. It's part of it. It's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a backstory. So, hold on. Excuse me. I am sick.
Okay. Keep it short and simple. I know you over there
fooling around. All right. No. So my
girl. Short and simple. Cause we will get that jumping music off. Hey, man.
I can't. All right. Am I gonna get to talk, bro?
Right,
so anyways, she was picked, like this one girl squad up, right? She squad up, but hit my girl. I was like, don't hit her. And guess what my girlfriend's name is? Hit that name, nay. Hit that name, nay. But anyways, I'm gonna get on.
Hang up on that hoe. Hang up on that hoe.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
Hang up on it. Hang up on it. Hang up on it.
No. Hey, I'm gonna stay on top of it. Hold on. I really.
All right, let me go. Come on.
But anyways, I agree.
That's it. You just agree. You agree what?
Yeah, ain't it, man?
Yeah, hung up on his damn self.
I
pressed the quickest on accident the first time. I wanted to press the other button.
Now I want to give him a Wendy. He sounds like he deserved one.
If you're going to do some shit like that, at least be funny, goddamn. That nigga, that corny in a hole.
I don't know. I guess what her name was. You like to hit your name. That was a horrible troll. At least you know what I want to say is, at least they didn't take it to the racist route. Because you know usually when the trolls call in, they always want to be extra racist. At least he didn't take it there. I'll give him that much at least.
He was being annoying and wasting time.
Yeah, right. He was. I was like, wow. Come on, get to the goddamn point.
And I'm pretty sure that's what that is in the chat room. But okay. So, moving on to the next question. This one is very, very simple. Oh, no, it's just before. No, it says show more. My bad. It ain't simple. Okay, so the thing says I'm falling for my best friend who has a boyfriend. But no, don't close this. I had an amazing opportunity to meet this girl. At first, I went end as meeting a new friend. It was nothing more, nothing less. So over the course of a year, I started to have feelings for her. How could I describe her in a few words? She's incredible. She's unique, and she's compassionate, which is gay for you to even include. But then he says we started to hang out a little bit after we met, went to movies, dinner, dessert, and all that type of stuff, like I was actually dating her, but we really just enjoyed each other's company. Then Halloween came, then when I seen her more than after that, and we actually been talking as friends for like 6 months. So fast forward to a couple weeks ago. She has a boyfriend, and they, you know, they're really, really serious, and, you know, she stops talking to me as often, and I really don't feel complete. I really want her to live a happy life, and I don't want to be that person that's like, hey, I like you. Why didn't you date me before you got with him and found out salty and shit? But how do I go about it as letting her know that I'm a better option than the person that she's dating, especially when I know he's full of shit?
You walk up to her, right, and you say, why build a Happy Meal when you can have an extra value meal?
Stop.
Mm-mm. Shut up.
That nigga said.
No. Don't give him any. Don't give him any. Nope.
So, yes. No, real talk, man. Like, so let me build the main idea just try to help everybody myself too. Basically, she's saying, okay, basically, this is a he that sent it. So basically, they have a they started some chick, and then they were just friends.
Yeah.
And then instead of him saying something, he ended up letting her go date this guy. Now he can't go for her now, basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It'd be like that, man. The thing is, this is a hard topic, bro. You gave us a stumper because we talked about this, I think, a couple of Tuesdays ago. Can guys and men and women be just friends? Yes, some can, but it depends on the level of your relationship. But the thing is, man, if she's ever kind of threw any signs out there, to where it's okay to approach her, you did the right thing. But if she gave any inkling of like she would kind of holler at you, or you were kind of her type or whatever, then I would say that, you know, then she becomes single, then try it. But I also remember too that that's your friend, so make sure that's a you're ready to make that next blow, because once you go in relationship and you friends, it kind of makes things a little interesting.
I don't know.
Well, that's your opinion. I just want to say it.
Because I can't really speak on the whole, you know, I don't know.
Look, bro. She's your best friend for a reason. That is one line you do not cross. Listen to me, sir. I'm going to repeat this. That is one line you do not cross. Third time, motherfucker. I hope you're listening. That is one line you do not cross. Keep her as your best friend. Best friend means long term. It means for life, nigga. Leave her as that. Nothing more.
Yeah,
Just tuck your feelings and deal with it, nigga, because, I mean, shit, what if you finally just get with a goddamn and it ain't nothing like you wanted? Shit, you don't know what's really going on inside their relationship. It's two sides to every story. She might be telling you all good, all good on her end when it just might be all bad on her end, nigga. Do not cross that line. That was my fourth time. I just thought I'd say that again. That's it, that's all.
Especially if you just became like best friends with her, and that means you really don't know the difference between whether she's actually your friend or whether it's somebody that you just claim that you're friends with and you actually like that, because you said you just met her, you know, 2013. So, you know, you don't even know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because every guy friend that I have, I've known them since I was at least 10 or 11. So, I mean, I don't know. There's people that I don't claim as friends that, you know, that I would be cordial with, but as far as, like, a new step in my life and trying to make male friends, I'm not there. So every male friend that I've had, they've been around forever. And, you know, so I don't know. I'm thinking that you confused your feelings when you first met this person. You was probably on some, oh, well, you know, I'll just, you know, I just want to be cordial and be nice type shit, and that didn't quite work out for you because the person that you was having, you know, a nice, simple type of relationship with, it got complicated once she added somebody else into the mix, which is usually the case whether it's a guy or a girl. Friends usually end up not talking for a while once that first person gets that boyfriend or that girlfriend. It could be male or female. Somebody's going to feel salty about it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's all the advice you get for a quarter.
Yeah. That's why it's called pocket change. If you want a whole dollar, we will charge you. Definitely.
A consultation fee.
You got bills to pay, goddamn.
Consultation. I said consultation. I meant consultation fee for that, yes.
Damn, it's 11:40. Yeah, we've been talking like a hoe.
Well, actually, we came back on air at 11:25.
We've been talking like a month.
16 minutes. Get to life.
Shit, that might be normal for saying, nigga. That ain't normal for me.
No, we talked from what, 10:15 all the way up to 11:05. That's long.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, I did a show before. I talked the whole 2 hours and played no music. That was good.
I'll have to play the music in the middle.
No, you was drying the motherfucker.
So this next one is, I'm going to call her spoiled. I don't know. I'll let y'all decide. Her question is my boyfriend being fair? She says, so last summer they planned to go on this trip. This mission trip that they had signed up through their church, and it's supposed to be for 10 days, and both of them supposed to clear their schedule. A few days ago, her boyfriend said he couldn't go, and when she asked, he said that he was going to be performing on two of the days that they were going to go on a trip. He had already been making her wait to push the schedule, and when his band asked if he could play, she said yes. He canceled and said, if I wanted to go, I can go by myself because he can't control how things happen in his life. And, of course, if you wonder why he can't move the dates, he's saying that, you know, because this is a big deal and it's possibly going to lead to a record deal type shit. And so she said that she literally begged her job for the 10 days to go on vacation, and everything she works around him, and the trip is already booked, it's already coming out of their account, and so she wants to know, is it natural for her to be pissed because, you know, this is something that they've been planning for a year, and now he's going to go let it go because he might get signed off of this, and you know how this shit goes.
Hmm.
Okay, well, first and foremost,
we talked about this on Tuesday, not to say this topic. Not to say this story, but this topic.
God damn, say it.
Go ahead, bro.
You just killed me. I forgot. No, I didn't. Anytime you don't get your way, of course you're going to be mad. So that question didn't even just really need to be asked because that was a little simple to me. But, if the nigga is any good in what he does and you say you support him like you do, you know what I'm saying, then that little cancellation of y'all little trip, it really shouldn't just – now, it shouldn't matter, but you really just shouldn't be that disappointed about it, because if that's your man and he's good at what the fuck he does, then you shouldn't have no problem, you know what I'm saying, canceling your little old trip, you know what I'm saying. Now, as far as you losing your money and shit, your nigga tell that nigga come up off that shit so I can put that shit back in my account. Nigga, that's your loss. You shouldn't have did that shit. Oh, well, this, just that, and the third. But, yeah, that's all Simi got to say.
anybody else?
Yes. We talked about this on Tuesday show. It was the topic of the week was, do you compromise some too much of the fact that you forget to worry about yourself? I mean, really, that we got to know the background behind. Was he one of those people that already sacrificed for you? Like, he's one of the people that whatever you ask for, he got you. Or were you one of the ones always doing that? If that's the case, I got to say where she's coming from.
She said in the letter that she kept canceling the trip or moving the trip, you know, further into the summer because he kept doing what he's doing now. Like, it wasn't necessarily planned, but he kept changing the date that he would be able to go. And so when he had her book, you know, when he officially had her book, now he can't go because he wants to play, you know, to where he may get signed for this big gig that he has coming up.
Right. So that's on him then. That goes into the topic. Do you compromise too much to the fact that you forget to worry about yourself? That fits her because she has every damn right to be mad because she's going to keep you scheduling it. He's not taking into account that she's working around his time and trying to make sure she's pleasing him, and he's not taking into account her feelings. And so when she finally get a date that he's supposedly ready for, he comes out just out of the blue stuff, hey, I think I might be able to get signed or whatever. That's cool and all, but ain't nobody trying to hear that right now.
True.
Not because if you want your girl to stand by you when you're trying to grow in the industry, you got to stand by her and go to something that she want to do.
Yeah, okay. You know how they stack the emails on Gmail. She sent two different emails, and she said, also, I don't want to seem like I'm just adding in stuff just to be on my side. But this will be our first date since last summer. I excused him the whole year of being busy because I was looking forward to this trip.
Mm.
So.
And they're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn it, he treated like she's a jump off or something.
Yeah, I mean.
I think jump off get more
and
love
not
than
even,
that.
And not even you having a main chick. You to jump off to his job, to his work.
Right.
Which, I mean, I don't know how long y'all been together, but if y'all been together for at least this year and some change, you should at least be worth, you know, a road trip or something. If he can't make those 2 days out of the 10, you know, then the other 8 days that she's off work, how about he be like, oh, okay, well, let's take some of that money and I'll take you somewhere else. I mean, you have 8 whole other days that you can do something. Because, I mean, I would be kind of, just be real, though, I would be kind of pissed, too, because it'd be different if I'm to be traveling somewhere in Texas and we're staying global, or if we just going somewhere in the States, but y'all was going out of the country and y'all had already planned. So I know that costs money.
Everybody got time for that.
I know that costs some money, so I don't know. I would have been upset, but I don't know. It kind of goes both ways on that. You know, I would have used booking.com and booked the whole trip off of pay later and then canceled that bitch as soon as he started acting retarded.
Shit, you know what? That problem is Valentine's Day. It wasn't going down. Shout out to booking.com. I didn't pay for it up front because it's booking.com. Book now, pay later. And I didn't have to pay for it. And I was good. So,
hey, on the cool though, that just brings me to this next question though. Why did you pay for the shit ahead of time if the nigga been changing his mind for a long motherfucking time any goddamn way?
Because she said that he finally told her that was the last date for them to book, and I'm guessing she just booked it. Like, not that
okay.
She booked it and it's been booked. But I'm guessing she just booked it, and this is supposed to be concrete, and now that they're a couple of days away, you know, he's like, well, I can't do it again. But he told her to book it.
See, that's why I see now.
She know how indecisive her man is. I'm saying this in quote. Y'all see my fingers, nigga. She know how indecisive her man is. So why not get off of his indecisiveness, nigga? Use your common sense. This nigga always changing his mind and shit. Maybe I should just book this hoe and wait, you know, maybe see what's really going to happen, you know?
Oh, no. I would have hit one of them last minute deals on him. Like, it would have been like, oh, you can go tomorrow? Oh, all right. I'm going to go ahead and book all this stuff. Like, if you know that's how he is, that's how you got to treat him. He'll be mad because if y'all going half on it and he got to pay that extra $300 because he want to be last minute, I bet he'll stop making last minute decisions. I'm just saying.
Hey, you mean them cancellation fees will turn the gas up? Every time, nigga, every time.
Please write us back and let us know what happened, because I want to know. I want to know if y'all ended up arguing about this and neither one of y'all niggas went to where y'all was going to go, or if you dragged him on a trip or you went by yourself. Let us know what you did, because that's crazy.
Look at you,
guys.
Look at you. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. Look at you. You ain't shit. Look at you. This is the most ratchet show on radio, though, so we can't be surprised.
In a reference. Did y'all see that one thing where the guy on Wheel of Fortune, he guessed the freaking puzzle?
Yeah,
and
yeah, nigga. No, motherfucker.
Like, he had, well, he's going home with them. He had two letters, and I'm always one, not going up with nobody.
I'm just saying, though, the letters you have right there are I-G-G-E-R. Why the fuck would you say Ian on national television, you white man?
Oh, this guy got it right. No, this is a guy that got it right. The only letters he had up there was N-E. He guessed the freaking puzzle first freaking try. He started saying the word guess because he thought he got it wrong the first time, but he was right the first time. Because, you know, everybody knows World Force are all two enemies. You ever get them letters about the fog. That's the most common letters in every word. And then they let you pick letters, and none of his letters was up there. And it wasn't helping. This nigga said, new baby buggy. I'm like, what the? So he won $45,000 like he won nothing. That was crazy.
That was cheating.
Okay. I got a simple question to end out all the pocket changes, because I guess she really wants to know the answer to this question. She took the question in three different times on a couple of the days, and it's simple as hell. Basically, she wants to know, because she's dating this dude and they not having sex at the moment. So she wants to know that how do guys feel about pubic hair? Because she doesn't like to shave. Like, she doesn't like to shave, but she does because she knows that dudes like. So she wants to know how dudes
not
really
every dude
feel.
Like that, but this guy is like that.
But she's saying she wants to know how do y'all really feel about it, because she just does it because she thinks every dude likes baldness.
Not everything likes baldness. Some guys like it when it's trimmed. I personally like it bald. I'm not gonna sit here in front of on the radio. This is real spirit radio. Last time I checked, yeah, because as a person who takes trips downstairs, you know what I mean. I don't want no freaking hair cut in my mouth. So no, yeah, I need you to have a shave, man. Thank you.
Nigga, have discretion. Your little sister's on there, nigga. Damn.
I'm not paying him no attention. I took my phone off, my ear off the phone, then I heard you talking.
Okay, right on. But now, I have never liked Harry Potter. I'm not a fan of sorcery.
I love it.
I'm just saying, nigga, I have never been a fan of witchcraft or sorcery, nigga. I don't get down with Harry Potter. Charlie Brown is not my nigga, my homie, my ace, my none of that. Shave that shit, bitch. If I can see that porcupine, bitch, you need to shave. Like, real shit. Shout out to my nigga Zero.
Oh, Lord.
Man, yeah, it's so funny. I'm being real.
Hey, bro, I had a nightmare though. One chick I dealt with once, I kid you not. She had a she chucked, cause, you know, cause some girls will be chucked. Keep it real, man. Don't when you tell a guy, oh, I ain't shaved. I don't want to let you know ahead of time. I didn't shave that. When you say that, I need you to be used. I need you to be keep it real and tell me what didn't shave that mean. This no, chick had an afro down there, like I kid you not. Jimmy, I literally said, this is one day I called Sierra and said, I'm going to come pick you up. But I was like, oh, no, not with this chick. I will not be doing that. This chick had an afro down there thinking of the Jackson 5. I cannot,
Say, bro. If you got to ask a bitch what that mean, then you probably shouldn't be having dinner no goddamn way.
Oh, no, I wasn't having dinner. I wasn't even going to do anything with her just to think that I had to think about
that. All I'm saying is, if a bitch says she didn't shave, then we supposed to be fucking around. Bitch, I'm going to need you to go handle that right quick. Bitch, you better nail that shit. You better goddamn me grab some clippers, some edges, some scissors, and a comb. Bitch, you better do something. Bitch, I don't give a damn if you grab some hot wax and tape. Bitch, you better get rid of that shit. Here you mean? This is not the 60s. It is not the 70s, bitch. We do not like her around her. Her
home. Around the Kuta, around the cavern, we do not like that. We do not like it.
Really?
This is not Chia Pets. We not down with Chia Pets. I'm just
right, bitch, if I wanted fur, I'd buy a jacket, bitch. Goddamn.
Yeah, I don't. That's all I can say.
I was just gonna say that, my nigga go and he say
Nope.
I left the bitch.
Ain't wrong. Take care of that. Now, if you're not having sex like you say, that's totally fine. Do what you want to do. But the moment that you plan on doing, you better go ahead and go get you one of them. I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, gorgeous. You better go ahead and get you one of them. Gillette.
I'm mad you just hit that promo on their ass though. I'm mad you just hit that.
I need you to go ahead and do that.
Ain't having sex, bitch. Her whole funk, bitch. So with
you just walking around
with an afro on your nana cool, bitch. No, ho, that ain't gonna work, bitch. Even Angela Davis cut her fur, bitch. I'm just saying.
That is so true. That is so true, y'all. He telling the truth. Even if you're a man, you know that that's the truth. If you don't shave, you're gonna have to deal with sweat and smell. Is your sweat going to smell?
And that's why I shave myself too. I ain't going to keep it 10,000. Because I just don't like that. Me personally, either. Like, that's...
Nobody want to hear that shit, dog. Nobody want to hear that shit. We talking about bitches, nigga. We don't want to hear that shit.
I'm just saying, if you're a female and you have pubic hair, you're going to have a baby wipe because there's no way in hell you're going to be able to get pee out of your pubic hairs unless you fucking go take a shower. I don't get it. I don't understand why you do it. So, no. But, all right. So, anyways, we got the last. Go ahead and hit that promo, Simi. You know you're going to go ahead and do it anyway. Go ahead
and hit that promo. I already knew it. Well, this Friday at Lime Night, we got the Girls Just Want to Have Fun party. Shout out to that nigga Johnny Damn D. It's his going away party, you know what I'm saying? We got 20 extra birthday parties in that bitch. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? We got Dub J Cut on the ones and twos. We got Reggie Turn It Up. We got Banger C Turn It Up. Shout out to my nigga Drew, even though he in Austin.
Shout out to my nigga Tita Prince. You know, then of course you got me, Major League Semi Automatic. Here you talking about 2501 North Main Street, $10 to get in. Ladies free before 11. Bitches, no tennis shoes. Bitches, no tennis shoes. That's it. It's for niggas. I'm just saying.
Unless you Sierra and you are too stiff.
Sierra coming up with tennis shoes. Sierra going to be paying double the price.
So you going to charge Sierra?
Hell nah, girl. Come on with that shit.
So you would charge Sierra Harris if she came through that door, one, two, stepping with her wrestling shoes on. You going to charge
if,
her?
Yeah, if Sierra Harris came with that bitch, she getting charged. Hell, you be.
Get your life. I ain't getting charged. I'm boogieing through the door.
Say, but your last name ain't Harris. Fuck you, nigga.
But I'm saying, I ain't getting charged. I'm boogieing through the door. And then I'm going to get five of them hurricanes.
Five of them. $2 drinks before 11.
Said, so you got me back on, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, Monday. Monday marks the exact 5th anniversary of Life of the Dust Live. So tune into it. There's no topic. There's no interviews. It's going to be straight fuckery for 2 hours straight. And y'all know we can do. We've done it before. So, yes. Come through, clown. We will be giving out the giveaway to our lucky person from Tuesday show because that was the only person who called what I told them to call. So, shout out to that.
Yeah, that's the only motherfucker that stayed on topic. Apparently, the rest of these dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah, he was on topic and then some.
Okay.
So, yeah,
and I was just about to say, if y'all in the DFW area and y'all hungry, me and the booth ain't finna go hit up that good old Denny's.
I'm hungry as hell too, so my stomach over here doing the bongos and shit like that.
Yeah, okay. Going to Denny's, nigga. You going to Denny's?
That woman that ain't ordering shit, man, she pissed me off.
Fuck Denny's. There's Waffle House Denny's over here.
Whatever. So, yeah, man, we'll see y'all at Thursday, 10 o'clock, 347-202-0389. And as always, niggas, don't be sorry. Be careful, bitch.
Yeah.